I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia officials are creating a detailed map of every location in the state that lacks high-speed internet as they try to expand broadband access in rural areas. State recently released a report highlighting that and other broadband efforts. State officials are also establishing requirements for broadband grants and conducting an analysis of state property that could be used to expand internet access. The reported cost of providing broadband service to all unserved areas in Georgia is estimated at more than $1 billion. Well, a new study shows the number of children insured either by Medicaid or the Federal Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, has dropped by almost 1 million kids. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, Georgia children are part of that trend.
Just over 20,000 Georgia kids left federal health insurance in 2018, according to the study by the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute. Study authors say nationally, a four-month stall by Congress in reauthorizing CHIP and cuts to funding for program navigators have slowed enrollment. Erica Finner-Sitkoff is the executive director of Voices for Georgia's Children, a health advocacy group. She says in Georgia, parents point to the state's website for CHIP enrollment as a major barrier, too.
It turns off at 4:30 p.m. It does not accept applications until the next morning. So for parents who are working, that's a struggle.
Finner-Sitkoff says her group is working with the Department of Public Health to change the enrollment portal. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta's Public Transit Agency has laid out a preliminary timeline for some new construction projects. According to the AJC, MARTA is planning to launch two bus rapid transit lines by 2025, but light rail expansion along the Atlanta Beltline isn't expected to be completed until 2040 under the proposed plan. Members of the group Beltline Rail Now are asking MARTA to expand more aggressively. Money for the projects would come from a halfpenny sales tax increase that city voters approved in 2016. And American Airlines announced plans today to expand its service at the Augusta Regional Airport. Beginning in January of next year, American is adding daily direct service to Washington, D.C. An airport executive told the Augusta Chronicle that Washington, D.C. is the top destination for people flying out of Augusta Regional Airport. Daily service between the two cities was discontinued in 2014 as part of the legal action surrounding the merger between American and U.S. Airways. American currently operates daily flights to and from Charlotte and Dallas out of Augusta. And in sports, Georgia's college baseball teams are all out of the NCAA tournament. UGA, Mercer, and Georgia Tech were all eliminated in the regionals over the weekend. Meanwhile, the Braves beat the Detroit Tigers yesterday, final score 7-4. The Braves still trail the Phillies by a single game for first place in the NL Eastern Division. Next up, the team travels to Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates tomorrow. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.